Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Congress is not in session this week or next week or the one after that. In fact, after taking off the month of August, and really, who wants to work in August, and coming back for just a bit, Congress is now off until November 13th. Then they're in session for a week before leaving for Thanksgiving. The 112th Congress is on track to be the least productive in memory, with six times less legislation than the now infamous Do-Nothing Congress of 1947 and 8. And for that, they will be paid on average $174,000, about three times what the average American makes, not including that generous benefits package. So how to make members of Congress more productive? What about outsourcing them? Carolina Miranda, who contributes to Time Magazine, outsourced that idea to Jagdish Dalal. He is founder of J. Dalal Associates, which helps firms create outsourcing plans. The result is their tongue-in-cheek article, What If We Outsource Congress? And Carolina joins us from the Marketplace Studios in Los Angeles. Carolina, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We're also joined by Jagdish, who joins us from the WMPR Studios in Hartford, Connecticut. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
And I want to start with Carolina. Any hint of seriousness here?
Well, I this is my modest proposal kind of piece, but I think it came from a very real anger at the ineffectiveness that we see in Congress. You know, I am an independent contractor. I am a freelancer. I don't get health benefits. I don't have a pension. You know, I don't have my own capital security police force protecting me. And so there's this real sense that sometimes the folks who have been voted into Congress don't really lead the lives that the average American leads and spend a lot of time taunting each other.
Because the other thing that you don't get as a contract worker is you don't get paid if you don't work.
Right? Exactly. And that's a real incentive to get things done.
Right. Well, and you also give us some big numbers. It costs an estimated $5.9 billion to operate Congress and the rest of the legislative branch. Salaries and benefits alone accounting for more than $2.5 billion. So, you know, some of this got you to thinking. And in comes Jagdish. So, Jagdish, you came up with not one but two ways that Congress could be outsourced, you know, hypothetically speaking. Let's take the first, outsourcing to a private contractor here in the U.S. Just, you know, as you looked at it, what did you propose?
Just like any satirical piece, there's always a kernel of truth in there somewhere. By outsourcing the local production work to producers who do it on a profitable basis, they tend to be more efficient. They tend to be more productive than an organization such as a Congress or the congressional back office.
So tell us more about how you would do this. You'd say this is sort of the way firms would outsource their shipping needs to UPS.
The serious part of it would come from things like outsourcing document production. And I cannot believe that their production methodology is as good as some of the experts such as Xerox or Pitney Bowes of Connecticut, who could produce that cheaper and better and faster and with more productivity.
And so Americans, you know, through taxpayer money would pay a predetermined flat rate to a private company to do something like that. And further, if there was something called Congress Inc., let's just say, and they had an agreed upon list of services, if you hired Congress Inc., they would, for instance, have to work a certain amount of hours. They'd be paid by, you know, how much they produced.
Actually, in the Congress Inc. is not that far-fetched. Remember, as a citizen of this country, I've outsourced my legal rights to my congressman. So I already have done that.
So you've already outsourced, you think, to Congress. You know, so Carolina, you'd asked for these ideas. As this idea is coming back to you from JAG, mm-hmm. You're looking at that and you're thinking what?
Well, I think what it does is it raises the question of efficiency in Congress, of this inability to get things done. You know, we're talking about a Congress that has the worst approval ratings of any Congress in history. There was a great Ezra Klein piece in the Washington Post that talked about how, for example, the IRS and Nixon during Watergate had better approval ratings than this Congress does. Things like not handling major issues. For example, this whole fiscal cliff issue that everybody keeps talking about. The CEO of Goldman Sachs the other day, other CEOs of other companies say that Congress's inability to deal with these problems in serious and methodical ways are hindering economic growth because a lot of companies are afraid to make capital investments at a time when there's so much uncertainty about the economy and about what's going to happen in January when the so-called sequester goes into effect. So I say pink slip them all, you know, send it off to Costa Rica.
Well, that's the second part. Let's review the first plan again from, again, Jagdish Dalal. So your first suggestion, again, is to outsource within the U.S. parts of what Congress does, things like printing reports, send those to private entities, but then perhaps even incorporate Congress. Now we move to proposal number two, downsizing D.C. and sending the bulk of operations offshore.
Well, I mean, that's obviously an alternative. If I take my tongue that's planted firmly in the cheek out, I can say, gee, we don't need the Congress. We don't need the big building. We could turn that big building into a hotel. And that won't be a cost savings idea. It might be a profit generating idea. They can work from home. They can use Skype, and they can use technology that we all tend to use in the industry and stay and work from their own office. So if that happens, they can be located anywhere.
In fact, you say if they're only going to work 100 days a year anyway, treat them as sort of subcontractors, let them get a second job, and send things like speech writing, constituent services, legislative research to India, the Philippines.
Exactly. Again, a lot of that work is back office work, and there's a trend of the back office work being done in the location where the labor is cheaper, labor is available, and it doesn't have to be offshore. It can be in North Dakota. It could be in Mississippi. It could be in Michigan.
But it's outsourced. And you point to the insurance and legal industries. They've been doing this for a long time. Okay, so ha, ha, ha. But, Carolina, the serious aspect of this, the idea that, let's say, constituent services or speech writing be sent somewhere else to do, I mean, doesn't that run against just the complete grain of what Washington is supposed to be?
Well, obviously. And this was a very sort of extreme, very tongue-in-cheek example of what we could do with Congress. In fact, it's not as if we'd be able to send our representatives overseas either, because constitutionally, congressmen are required to reside in the districts that they represent. So what we are saying here is that we are looking at a Congress that is not getting things done, and very important things, at a time when there's a recession, when a lot of people are suffering economically, when a lot of people have lost their homes, when there's been a big drought and Congress still can't get around to passing a farm bill. So it does raise the question of, well, what exactly are they doing and how could we do it better and cheaper? I mean, the legislative branch does cost us almost $6 billion a year to operate.
Carolina Miranda, her article in Time Magazine, What If We Outsource Congress? Jagdish Dalal, founder of J. Dalal Associates in Hartford, Connecticut, answered that question for her. We'll link to it at hearnow.org. Carolina, Jag, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And by the way, earlier we talked about the candidates' physicality in last night's debate. A heads up, we have a great slideshow at hearandnow.org.